269-1232.
It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Pickens at the Market at the Mill. Buy, sell, and trade Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, guns, knives, ammo, and more. This weekend, Great American Gun Show, Market at the Mill, Pumpkin Town Highway, Pickens.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
In town for the big game or just passing through? Fuel up at Mellow Mushroom Clemson with 26 local and craft beer taps, plus out-of-this-world pizzas, wings, and hoagies. We're your go-to for game day eats. Get creative with your next tailgate. Order boxes of sandwiches, wings, munchies, and all the flavor you can handle. Hang out for weekday happy hours and Thursday night trivia at 7. Or grab it to go. We're at 1007 Tiger Boulevard. Call ahead or order online with delivery at mellowmushroom.com. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Taste the victory.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TramlinMills.com. Tramlin Mills, we don't do quiet.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, we create chemistry. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Let's start with some football news. Did you know that offensive senior tackle Blake Miller has a chance to set a bit of a milestone on Saturday? He's played in all 42 games since he first arrived as a true freshman on the campus back in 2022. 2,953 career snaps coming into action on Saturday. And with 47 more, he will then push 3,000. And he would join the likes of Mitch Hyatt, who played 3,754, Will Putnam, 3,564 snaps, Dalton Freeman, 3,361, Landon Walker played 3,131, and Kyle Young, 3,097. Glenn Roundtree played 3,048. So if Blake can get it done on Saturday, he would then join those as the only players in school history to play at least 3,000 career snaps from scrimmage. Don't forget, tonight we've got women's soccer action as they'll be taking on Charlotte at historic Riggs Field, 7 o'clock. Fans can attend home matches at Riggs Field, absolutely free. You're encouraged to wear orange to participate in the Orange Out theme this evening. All right, so hope you can be there. As always, go Tigers.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Yoder's, established in 1986 by the Yoder family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides an incredibly wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more. You heard Rudy on earlier talking about how amazing Yoder's is. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering incredible service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for the next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. Simply, they're the best. Go see them. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay. 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. The hours are Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com, goyoders.com. That's Y-O-D-E-R-S. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise, it's a way of life, and that's more than a slogan, it's a fact. Trust me, go to Yoder's. You'll 100% thank me later. They're amazing. If you are looking for building supplies, they have it all, and their professional staff is absolutely unparalleled. All right, lots to get to before this show ends. I mean, it's amazing how this show just flies away. I have made one underdog play. I need to make more underdog plays. There are several other things I like. We also have some spread picks, and I don't think we have anything going tonight. Although, I am interested in the NFL, so I might give you some NFL plays. Ramona, we will need our pick music at some point here as well.
Okay.
Before we get back to the phones, though, also, let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Listen, it's the end of summer sale at Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Yes, the end of summer sale. Buy any new vehicle right now, and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. This is craziness. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on vehicles you want to drive. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s. That's impossible. Save up to $15,000 on new Rams. You can compare and contrast, see which one fits you best. Or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive end of summer sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram to spin to win. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. That's 864-888-1200. Whether you call, whether you go, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Let me get to Kevin. Kevin, how are you, Kevin? Good to have you.
I'm doing great. Well, how are you?
Good, Kevin. I appreciate you getting in.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you a question. I called last night. I listened to Mickey from 6 to you until you get done at 7. And I've heard people call in today and ask questions about the press conference that Dabo had. Mm-hmm. I've heard people call in today about they would rather play an easier team in their first game just to get that win. You know, and Dabo in his press conference said, no, I've got a blueprint now, basically. I've got a blueprint now of what I can do because we played really bad against a really good team. So, I mean, is that the best thing for him to do, is, like, play a really hard team in number one so that he can figure out what he needs to do if he gets into a playoff and he's like, all right, I got to play this team again. Now I know what I got to do.
Yeah. I would rather have played him in game two. You
know, yeah.
I would rather have played one game and got that good feeling back before I played that game. But a lot of these type of games are season opening games, and they're sort of marquee games, and you know, you might not have that luxury of being able to schedule that as a game too. So,
okay.
It is what it is, and you do learn from it. As long as Clemson takes care of business the rest of the way, that game's certainly not going to hurt them. Heck, it really didn't hurt them that badly now. I mean, they only fell to 8 in the AP poll.
Sure.
So, you know, they weren't. Clemson wasn't really damaged by that to any appreciable way. And, you know, listen, I thought Clemson would win that game, but I've said all along that regardless of whether Clemson wins or loses that game, that I think all of their season-long goals are still there, and I think they certainly are still there. You just you have to, you know, you've lost a bit of a mulligan now, and you're going to have to take care of business the rest of the way. But the goal is to win the ACC championship, and if you do that, then everything else will fall in place.
So, I mean, you think it's going to hurt them if this Saturday's game's on the 35-14? Is that going to hurt them?
I don't think that would help. I think you want to stomp Troy. I mean, I don't think.
Can they put 60 on Troy?
I think it's going to be something close to that. I think it's going to be like 55-7 or something. Troy might score once, but I think it's going to be a little bit like that App State game a year ago. I think that Clemson needs to get their mojo back. And I think, unfortunately for Troy, I think this game falls in a bad spot in the calendar. Now, you know, it's funny because historically speaking, Kevin, with most programs, when you have a team that believes they're a national title contender and they lose a game that's unexpected to them, the next week, invariably, they flatline. And this is true with 90% of college football. You know, everyone thinks, well, they'll be mad and they'll play hard, but that's not the way it works. However, I think Clemson is a little bit different in that regard because Dabo Swinney doesn't ever let them look past anybody. And last year, in the similar situation, they responded by destroying App State, and I think they're going to respond by destroying a Troy team that I don't think is very good. Their strength is running the football. If this was last year and we were still going against Wes's defense, then I think you would have a 35-14 game. But I just don't think that team's lining up and running the ball on Tom Allen's bunch. And if they can't do that, then I think this thing will go sideways on them in a hurry.
Okay. Well, one more question. I'll let you go.
Yep.
So if they do the stomp on Troy,
yep.
Do they need to come in and beat Georgia Tech by 14-17?
I think they just need to win that game. And part of that, Kevin, is that everyone saw Georgia Tech, Georgia a year ago. So Georgia Tech gained a lot of respect in that game. Everyone sort of knows Georgia Tech actually won that game and it was ripped from them by the officials.
Oh, sure.
And so I think that game increased the sort of feel-good element about Georgia Tech. So I think any win over Georgia Tech will be perceived as a good win regardless of how many points it's by.
I think because everybody's going to, you know, compare Haynes King to, you know, our quarterback right now. Haynes King is blowing him away right now.
Haynes King is a tough dude. And, you know, honestly, I it's funny, Kevin, that you mentioned that because I think he's actually too tough for his own good. In other words, I don't think he's making it through a season. I hope I'm wrong because I think that, you know, Georgia Tech could be there at the end if he does. But I just think he takes an awful beating and his body – he's tough as can be. His body just isn't built for that type of beating. He's such a winner at heart that he just doesn't want to surrender anything, you know.
He reminds me of Minnie Mouse.
That's what he
reminds me of. Minnie Mouse. Yeah. He's tough as hell, but he just can't take that pounding sometimes.
I think that's it, and I hope I'm wrong about that. But you know, they've got a quality backup. But you want Haynes King to be your quarterback because he's as good a leader as there is in college football. He's as tough a kid as playing that position. Hey, Kevin, great speaking with you.
All right, good deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Let me get to Todd and Easley. Todd, how are you, Todd?
What's up, Walt?
Hey, Todd.
Still angry and mad about last Saturday night.
It does.
I've been cussing people out at work all week long, grouchy and irritable.
Yeah, I get it. It's Thursday.
I've held grudges for a long time.
That away. Thursday. That away. We're moving on.
Not me.
All right.
I just was so proud of how hard the defense played and the way that offensive line just disappointed me so bad. I turned it off midway through the third quarter and turned on my PS5 and got in my little virtual world with Clemson and beat the hell out of people.
Well, look, I don't think the offensive line on film study review is as bad as people think. I think it was it was actually pretty serviceable. They were never given a chance to run the ball. So, you know, that's what offensive linemen want to do. You never gave them an opportunity to do that. I thought the left side had a couple problems at times. I did not think it was necessarily Tristan Lee's best effort. You know, a caller the other day mentioned Blake Miller to me. You know, I actually didn't think Blake played badly in this game. I remember he had a down block on Adam Randall's most successful run. That was a nice block. I thought if anything, it was actually more the left side. But having said that, I don't think the offensive line was the real problem in this game. I think the problem was the quarterback, and I think the problem was the offensive coordinator. And both of those elements have to get better. And I think they will. I like Gurley. I'm not a Gurley hater. I'm not in that club. But I think he picked a bad day to have a bad day. And I think abandoning the run game really hurt. And as I mentioned multiple times yesterday, 3 yards matters. It matters because second and seven is a lot easier than second and 10. And third and five is a lot easier than third and 10. And so you need those sort of hidden yards. They don't seem like much, but they determine winning from losing because they allow you to keep the ball. That's what happens. LSU did those things. Clemson didn't do those things.
My thing is, on the third and four from inside the 10-yard line, Wesco dropped the slant. I don't blame Wesco as much because I think Cade threw the ball too hard on that. But I knew once he missed it, that was it. I knew the game was over. I knew they weren't going to do anything on fourth down.
Well, you know, listen, when your offense scores 0 points in the second half of a home game against LSU, there's plenty of offensive blame to go around. It's the whole group's got to get better. As a whole, they have to get – the receivers have to get better. The quarterback has to get better. The offensive coordinator needs to get better. The offensive line can play better. It's a total group effort. You know, you win together, you lose together. The defense showed up, and no one else is going to hold LSU to 17 the rest of the year. I promise that. It's not going to happen. That team's going to score 40-plus points a game. They're an offensive juggernaut, and you did enough defensively to win the game.
And here, one comment about the fat Irishman at LSU. If I was Dabo, I would shoot back and say, 2 rings to your none.
Yeah.
And you're not getting none this year.
We'll see, Todd. Thank you, Todd. Good talking to you. Yeah, you know, I get that, but the year is 2025, and that doesn't help with the game that was just played. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey. Look, if you're aging into Medicare, you need Gary Mahaffey on your team. Not like hope or what. You have to have him on your team. Trust me. I hope you know by now, Gary goes the extra mile in agent-client relationship. What does extra mile mean? In Gary's case, it means this. It means that 11 years in a row, he has changed his own personal plan, not for his own benefit, but so that he fully understands every detail associated with every plan so that he can best help you. Now, that is going the extra mile. Gary and Jeannie, his wife, she's an agent in her own right. They've completely dedicated to you, the customer. You're not just a number or commission to them. You've heard all the unsolicited listener testimonials over and over. The people have called in. We've had consecutive calls one day on the show talking about what Gary has meant to people's lives. Trust me when I tell you, if you're aging into Medicare, you need this man on your team. Gary always returns calls in a timely fashion. He meets you in person. He always takes the time to help you understand the answer to your question or fixing a problem with the execution of your plan. He services after the sale. Best of all, he doesn't work for Medicare or any of these companies. He works for you, the customer, and his services always come without any charge to you. They're only going to benefit you. If you have the wrong Medicare agent, I'm going to tell you, if you don't have Gary Mahaffey, you have the wrong Medicare agent, or you just need some help, give Gary a call, 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. Tell him I sent you. It's the way it works. And as always, you will 100% thank me later. All right, quick break. College football talk continues. At some point, we need to get to these contest games. We haven't even mentioned the slate, nor have we talked about last week. We'll get to all of that at some point here. Waltip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris-built accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles floor department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. On game day, great prep makes all the difference. Same goes for your pizza. That's why I go with Frigidaire stone-baked pizza oven. Fresh pizzas go from dough to done in just 2 minutes.
Whether you're throwing a party or squeezing in dinner between plays, this oven delivers hot, crispy, restaurant-quality pizza right from your kitchen. Only from Frigidaire. Game-ready pizza. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football is back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and to win money all season long. Football is here. You can play right now in South Carolina. You can play tonight, as I have. In fact, I played another pick during the break. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on their stats, like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right, and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1. And just now, I have reduced my bank again, Ramona, because I have made another play. So let me just see. Let me check what I have here and what I did. All right. So here's what I did. I got in earlier. I gave you the pick earlier on the earlier Underdog promo, my first one. So here's my second one. All right. I'll give you this one now. I took Ladd McConkey to go higher than 70.5 receiving yards for the Chargers. I took Justin Herbert to go higher than, what's it going to be? I took Justin Herbert to go higher than 13.5 rushing yards. What? Why? Because the Chargers have said all offseason they want to use Justin Herbert more in the run game. So I'm going to guess that even with the injury, they're going to run Justin Herbert more. That's part of the game plan. Therefore, I think that number is based on what we saw in the past, not what the Chargers' stated plan is now. And finally, I took Jamar Chase going higher than 86.5 receiving yards. That doesn't really require any explanation because he always goes higher than that. And Ladd McConkey was just killing it at the end of the year. McConkey is Herbert's favorite target. I probably should have taken Herbert higher than 234 passing yards or whatever, which was actually my first thought. So we'll see which works out. My first thought, my second thought, both, whatever. In any case, I just made this play on Underdog. You can too. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code Road Rage to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5 play. That's promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. How about that? I should get money just for that, just for being able to say that without any error, Ramona. Ramona, do you remember earlier today? And I don't know how many people know this or not. I have no idea. But do you remember earlier today, Ramona, I mentioned something to you? I mentioned that we saw a situation in college football that I thought was impossible, and I didn't think we would ever see the likes of again, that I'd never really seen anything like it before. And that was when Avery Johnson's father was out in the parking lot fighting Avery Johnson's brother.
Yes, I remember that. Was that this week?
Right. That was the opening week. That was week zero in Ireland.
That's right.
Yeah. You know they have that phrase, ugly Americans, Ramon? We didn't do anything to help ourselves.
No. I can't believe this happened again.
Well, it's not exactly the same thing, but it's close enough. It's in the same general ballpark, and it involves, you know, a player who's like college football's hero now, Ramona. College football loves a short, chubby guy getting over and making plays and calling his shots. And Diego Pavia, Ramona, has called his shots, and he's won games, and it's been really unbelievable. Unfortunately, Ramona, we ran into a Diego Pavia family problem.
What happened?
Vanderbilt quarterback's brothers arrested during opening game. One charged with assaulting an officer.
Oh, no.
I don't know why. I had not seen this story until Joe forwarded me this story. I don't know if people have heard this or not. I had not seen this. Nashville, Tennessee. Javier and Roel Pavia, the brothers of Vanderbilt University starting quarterback Diego Pavia, were both arrested Saturday night, authorities confirm. Javier Ramiro Pavia was intoxicated and disruptive, throwing food at patrons and refusing to leave the stadium despite multiple warnings from law enforcement, according to Vanderbilt University Police. Vanderbilt University Police Department added that when officers attempted to arrest him, he resisted, leading to a struggle. Oh, get the taser out.
You don't struggle with the police.
Yes. Police say Javier's brother, Roel Enrique Pavia, then intervened by pushing an officer.
No! This is worse than the other one.
To delay the arrest. We're not done yet, Ramona. He then fled the scene, but was later apprehended by additional officers, the arrest record states. Both individuals face charges, including public intoxication and resisting arrest. Roel is also charged with assault on a police law enforcement officer. You know, Ramona, that's no good, Ramona. You know,
no, it's not.
No, and you know what?
Oh my goodness!
And these two with their mugshots, Ramona, they look like they're posing. They're trying to pose for tough guy mugshots. They're trying to, you know.
Oh, this I gotta look.
Yeah, maybe they have some experience in that regard. Perhaps I'm not sure, but yeah, you know, I thought, Ramona, it would be a long time before we saw anything similar to what we saw in Ireland. You thought, you know, well, you know that.
They are trying to look.
Yeah,
like
they're trying to look street tough. They're trying to look street tough. Yeah, the Pavia brothers. Man. I would imagine they're short too. You know, and they actually look sort of short. You know,
is Diego Pavia short?
Yeah, he's sort of short and pudgy.
Okay.
We don't have any way of knowing whether these two guys are pudgy or not, but yeah, you know, all in the family, Ramona. We thought that the Ireland example might be enough to prevent this.
This is kind of worse because the other one was a family on family. These two guys decided to go with the cops and fight.
Yeah, but I don't know. Family on family in Ireland, the opening game of the season.
But they didn't get arrested.
Father trying to kill his other son.
It's bad, but they didn't get arrested. Yeah, or did they?
That one's going to be hard to top.
Did we miss that part of the show?
Did the other two, the father and son get arrested? I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know if Ireland has police.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
I don't know. Things have changed in that neck of the woods. But these two clowns, they were arrested and both are due back in court on Tuesday. And so that's probably already occurred, but I don't know why this story didn't get more press. I mean,
is a good one.
Yeah, you people let me know whether you had heard this already or whether this is the first time you've actually heard this story. So I don't know how they've managed to keep this on the down low, because it seems like they have, because again, until Joe sent me this like 2 days ago, I had not seen this story. I don't know why, but I hadn't seen this story. So, yeah, the Diego Pavia is going to go into this Virginia Tech. Part of the reason I took Virginia Tech, I think Diego Pavia goes into this game with a lot on his mind. Now, maybe he's just angry too. You know, maybe it's
he might say, just let him stay in there. Well, I'm trying to play football.
I don't know. I'm thinking this might be like a family trend. I'm thinking this might be a family trend. We may not be done with the Pavia brothers for this season's excitement.
We're tough. Take my picture. See what I don't do to you later.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what
you're
it is.
Being arrested, dude.
Did I just unfortunately hang up on that caller?
I think you
did. I think I did. Mea culpa, caller. I didn't mean to do that. That's a host error. Feel free to call back and we'll put you right up. You can get in 654-7627. Let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. I mean, are you kidding me? You know, I know my friends Ben Milstead and William Quackenbush got to enjoy Moretti's today, and I imagine they stuffed their faces.
I think a lot of people did.
Oh, yeah. Well, stuffing your faces was what you do at Moretti's. Yeah, I mean, look, they've already said that they got a bunch of people from, you know, us talking about Moretti's on the show, and they had people out there today during lunch that were out there for the remote. There is no place like Moretti's, right? And oh, by the way, it's a divided family. I want to emphasize that. Luke got airtime today, and Luke kept talking up the Gamecock element, but Dad is Clemson, just so we're clear. It's a divided family. It's not one-sided, you know? Dad has a Clemson bass boat. It's probably bigger than Jake's bass boat.
Probably. He's the dad. Right. More established.
Right. So they cover both sides of it, trust me. But the food is unbelievable. The pizza's to die for. It's all original Buffalo recipes. The wings are the best on the planet. The pizza is friggin' amazing. It's Buffalo-style pizza that's unique to them. You know, I was having this conversation the other day, Ramona, about the different styles of pizza that exist around the country. Like, there's a Detroit-style pizza, there's a Chicago style pizza, you know, there's a New York style pizza, there's a Buffalo style pizza, and this is the best of Buffalo pizza. It's the best of Buffalo wings. The roast beef on whack, you know, man, we could have told you about it. We've been telling people all about it. It's unbelievable. We got to enjoy the beef on whack. Trust me. It's a Cumberwhack roll. Again, it's unique to Buffalo. They pile this roast beef. They slice it thinly. They roast it for 8 hours. It's to friggin' die for. And they serve it with au juice and the horseradish sauce on the side. It's incredible. You know, Jay is writing me every day about the Mama's Italian Beef. I have not yet tried that, but Jay goes there all the time to get that. We need to try that. And then Luke broke something new out on us today that it was the... I didn't even get all of it. It was the beef and cheese calzone or something. I don't even know.
Really?
Yeah.
I want that.
Well, we need to try that too. We need to try everything. But it's all incredible. And then Friday night, fish fries, where people come from all over to get the fried haddock and stuff. It's amazing. Trust me. Get to Moretti's. You'll 100% thank me later. You know, and oh, by the way, they've got you covered as a sports fan. They have one wall with nothing but giant TVs, big screen, high definition TVs. And then there's also a 100-plus inch TV. I mean, they've got you covered. They're going to air all the NFL games, all the Clemson games, everything you could possibly think of. They're unbelievably accommodating, as Luke was discussing today. You know, if you're a fan of some team, they'll find it. If it's being broadcast somewhere and you want to go there to eat and watch the games, they will find your game. All you got to do is ask. They are unbelievably accommodating, and they want to meet you. It's, trust me when I tell you, you will love your experience at Moretti's. Get to Moretti's. Bring the family. Bring the neighbors. Get to Moretti's. You'll thank me later. All right, quick break. We have miles to go before we sleep, and we only have this, the fastest 4 hours in radio. It's just unbelievable how this show just flies by. We have just 20 minutes left. And then we unfortunately had the Pavia brothers eat up some of our minutes. These mugshots are priceless. Welcome to the Road Rage. We'll be back.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College.
It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger tailgate show. Facts and Childress and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage. It's a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
Hi, friends. I don't know about you, but I'm all about solutions, especially when it comes to life's biggest problems, like the health crisis that America is facing right now. That's why I'm so excited about my great experience with PhD Weight Loss. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking those weight loss drugs. In fact, just the opposite. PhD clients learn how to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food, behavioral coaching, and a proven science. These are habits that last a lifetime. I'm talking forever. I hope you'll get in touch with my great friends at PhD Weight Loss here in the Greenville office. Tell them that Mike V from The Roar sent you and that you want to learn how PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. If you're already on a weight loss drug and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her great team can help. Give them a call at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back-to-school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Replacing your HVAC system might be easier than you think. With financing through Synchrony, you can pre-qualify without impacting your credit score and enjoy low monthly payments on a new Armstrong air system. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today for your free estimate from Pete, our field supervisor. He'll even bring you a bottle of Furnace Fuel Hot Sauce and help you secure tax credits before they expire December 31st. Call now, ask for Pete, and upgrade your comfort the smart way. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
It's Manuel.
And Daniel.
From Hamilton Career and Technology Center, break the silence surrounding mental health issues during Suicide Prevention Month in September. Come join the conversation live at our school on the Quack and Ben Show, noon to 3 p.m. September 11th.
Be a part of this awkward but important conversation and help us raise awareness statewide about the importance of discussing how we're really doing. Our talk could save a life, as no one deserves to be alone during this crisis. Call or text 988 to get help.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock?
Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Welcome to the Road Rage. The people are speaking, Ramona, about the Pavia brothers.
Yeah.
Illini J says assault on a law enforcement officer, felony charges. Then he says nice use of his NIL money to bail his brothers out of jail.
Really?
I mean, the part I don't get is it's like in the other situation. Do you not understand that your brother or your son is a starting quarterback at a major college? Do you not understand that? Does that somehow elude you? There's no common sense shut off switch. Like, hey, our bro is the starting quarterback at Vandy. Maybe we shouldn't assault police officers.
Oh, they probably had to be the center of attention, and they were the center of attention, so they fixed it.
I don't know. I think the thing in Ireland is still the top, but it's sort of striking, Ron, that we're 2 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
And we have two of these incidents involving the families of starting quarterbacks of major college football teams. I can't wait to see. Well, you know.
Diego Pavia, is he the one that made all those remarks about how great he was or something?
Yeah.
From Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And
he was going to be. Texas said, is Vanderbilt a major program, though? LOL. Well, they sort of are since Pavia got there.
That's what I'm saying. Going around. Yeah. Maybe that's why he says it.
Well, I mean, he beat Alabama last year. You know, so maybe the truth is Alabama's not a major program anymore either.
Well,
yeah, maybe that's the sad
Nick
truth.
Nick Saban.
And then he's beaten Auburn multiple times. I mean, with two different schools, he went to Auburn with New Mexico State and Vanderbilt and beat Auburn twice. Look, the little fat guy has a lot to yak about. He really does. He's backed it up. I mean, hell, he gave Texas a go last year. That's the fact. So, but you know, I don't understand why, if you know your bro or your son is the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
In college football, how you wouldn't Can't you, like, keep that to yourself till you get home? I mean...
Yeah, wait till you get home.
You know, maybe...
Work that out when you get home.
Right. Maybe, you know, fighting police officers at your brother's game, right? Maybe not the best strategy.
What were they... did I miss it? What were they doing before the cops came? They were just causing a lot of trouble for everybody?
Well, you heard one of them was throwing stuff at people.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's right.
Yeah. They said some good old Hunt brothers. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Dexter said, yeah, Europe doesn't have police anymore. That's from Peyton and Walter. See, that's what I'm sort of saying, Ramona. I said, I'm not sure they have the police anymore. Not really sure. So that may have been part of that. Dexter said, fled the scene Where in the world is Diego Pavia? That's from Tiger Guy Andy. Right. Fled the scene. Then they fled the scene, Ramona. They thought they were going to get away with it somehow.
How could they? I mean, fighting somebody else, maybe, but not the cops.
Right.
They're going to find you.
Right. And you know there are people yelling, that's Diego Pavia's brothers. You know that, right? I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. Somebody asked me here about, I can't find it. Somebody asked me about Max Johnson. I don't know what the question was. Where is it? Texas said, what's your Devontae Smith pick? I picked him higher than 53.5. He's played well against Dallas before. Dallas can only handle covering one wide receiver. Where is the person who asked me about Max Johnson? Are you a Carolina fan? Why don't I see it? Here it is. What's your take on Max Johnson for UNC? What little I saw him against TCU was impressive. He sucks. Okay. He's always sucked. He's terrible. I mean, it's a nice story that he came back from that injury, but Max Johnson is terrible. Okay. He's played like 5 minutes of good football in his life. He's transferred numerous times. He has proven he cannot play at multiple schools. He's the son of Brad Johnson. The apple has fallen far from the tree. The best he ever does is he's played like two or three games in a row and looked pretty good, and then he'll play like five absolute stinkers in a row. I hate Max Johnson. I always have. I do not like him at all. And so if North Carolina is forced to play him at quarterback, they have major problems. They have major problems either way. They had no offense the other day. They had one offensive drive, and then they had the Max Johnson drive when the game was out of hand and didn't matter. Nobody cared anymore. I'm not optimistic about Max Johnson in any way, shape, or form. Like I said, he's a nice little story, but you'll see when it actually comes to playing consecutive football games in a row that he sucks out loud. He's terrible. So yeah. What is this? What is this? Walt, how about the stream being basically live with the radio? Y'all going to midnight tonight? I'm not going to midnight tonight. No, I could go to midnight, but my voice won't agree with that. maybe more importantly, Ramona won't
be
here.
I wouldn't
be
sitting here.
More importantly, she won't be here, so yeah. I cannot possibly.
You can sit over there and talk if you want.
See, here's the thing. Even if there was some way for me to do both of these things, I don't know that job. Like not at all. Like, techno is not my thing. So, like, I couldn't do Ramona's job. So there's no way that would work. All right, we have more football games to get to. Ramona, we have not talked about our contest games from last week or this week yet. We'll be doing that tomorrow. We'll be doing that tomorrow. Tyson said she'd be asleep in the chair, no commercials to run. That's true. That's true. She might be. But she'd be under protest. You know, because, see, look, when you get to 7 o'clock, you're past her frozen dinner hour. You know.
Well, I mean, I got things to do sometimes, but if I get hungry, I'm leaving you. So, I mean, I'll be on the phone with people, and if I start getting hungry, I hang up.
That's true.
There's no food here.
That's true. If there is food, it's yours, you know, because there's never anything else here. There's, you know, food arrives here with great frequency, but it doesn't last.
We can eat some food.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we can eat some food. And then Ben Milstead always takes all the rest of it.
Smart.
Yes. You know, sometimes he takes it before the rest of us are ready to relinquish it.
He's very smart.
He is.
He's not just smart, he's very
smart. That's right. All right. Dexter said, Walt, forget what your brother does. Open your own eyes and get a clue if your opponent is a police officer. Even a short, fat, but mighty Pavia ain't winning
exactly.
That battle.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Even if they were doing all that, when they told him to leave, they should have left.
A short,
not start a fight.
A short, fat, but mighty Pavia. That's pretty good. Yeah, no, you're 100% right, Dexter. All right, Ramona. We are apparently not going to get to the U Pick'em games today, so let's hit it.
Never fear, degenerates. The pick segment has arrived. Walt once again will slaughter Las Vegas, and you are the beneficiaries. Money, 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 money. For entertainment purposes only, of course. Walt's picks on Road Rage. We are WCCP. 105.5 The Roar.
Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am.
Here we go, from the top, I'm taking Baylor SMU higher than the 63.5. That was the number on FanDuel this morning. Other places have it at 64, 64.5. Never fear. I'm playing it at 63.5 because that's what FanDuel had it at this morning. But I'm playing it, period, because I think it's 80-plus. I think it's 80-plus. I think it goes over easily. These are two elite offenses. Neither team has any chance to stop the other. This will be a 40-something to 40-something game, in my view. I think by halftime, you'll know this game is going over. I anticipate basically 50 points scored in the first half of this game. I think you'll get close to this number in half one. I am taking Clemson minus 33. Yes, I am. Give me that all day. I think this is bounce back, payback. I think it's I know it's not necessarily fair to Troy, but Troy, you know, you're getting $1.5 million to get your brains beat in. Clemson's going to turn your brains to egg salad. That's what's happening. You got a big payday to get your brains beat in, and you showed up at a bad time, Troy. That's the reality of it. And I think Clemson wins this game 55-7, something like that. I even thought about taking the over in this game, the total, which was like 51, but I'm going to pass on that because I think worst case scenario, it's 45-7. It's still 38. You cover the 33. And I think Clemson scores over 50 against this team. I just don't think they can run the ball against Clemson. Run is all they do. So I think they're a bad team as well. So Clemson minus 33. I'm taking Kansas plus 7 against Missouri. Multiple hotels have it at 7. Some places have it at 6.5. It's available at 7. I'm taking Kansas plus 7 against Missouri. I think this is an absolute war. I think these two teams don't like each other. I think they're both good football teams. I think this is a three-point game. It's 27-24. It's right in that range. Either way, I don't even know who wins. I like this Kansas football team. I think you have two elite coaches in this game, too. I'm taking Kansas plus the 7. I'm taking UConn. That's right. In football, plus the 6.5 against Syracuse. This number opened at 8.5. It's down to 6.5. Why? Why, when Syracuse was so good last year, why when they actually looked pretty good against Tennessee? The why is because UConn almost beat this team last year, and they have the same quarterback back and the same offense. Basically, the whole football team is back, and they're not playing the same Syracuse team that they played last year. Much of that offense is really, all of that offense has moved on. This is a possible upset here. I will not be surprised if UConn actually upsets Syracuse in this game. It is a likely spot for it. Give me the 6.5. Sorry, Robert, I am with Cliff. I am taking Kennesaw State plus the 35.5 against Indiana. There's no way on God's green earth Indiana's covering that number. It's just not happening. I mean, Kennesaw State's going to score points against Indiana. They're going to score 14 points. So I just don't think that they can cover this number. So I'm taking Kennesaw State. I am taking Army against Kansas State. I don't love this Kansas State team at all. I know what happened with Army last week. You're giving me 17.5 points with Army against Kansas State. I'll thank you very much. There's just no way Kansas State's covering that number. I don't even know if they win. I'm not even convinced they win the game. let alone cover 17.5. I don't know how on earth you get to 17.5. That's just a stupid bad number. I'm not done. I'll have more tomorrow, but I'm going to give you two NFL picks, too. I'm going to take the Cowboys plus 8.5. I just think it's too many points. The Eagles might win, but this is the NFL, and you just don't see those type of margins covered. I'll take 8.5, and I'm going to take the Chargers plus the 3.5. Multiple hotels have it at 3.5, some have it at 3. I'll take the 3 and a hook. I'll take the Chargers. I think they upset Kansas City. Walt Deptula, Road Rage. I'm done. I'll have more, a couple more tomorrow. I'll see you then.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Station about them. For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio's Freddie and Harry.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. It all starts tonight in Philadelphia. The 2025 NFL season kicks off with the Super Bowl champion Eagles hosting the NFC East rival Cowboys a week after Dallas traded star edge rusher Micah Parsons to the Packers. Cowboys have lost 4 of the previous 6 matchups. They're a 7.5-point underdog tonight. So how do they pull off the upset? All City, DLLS Sports, and longtime Cowboys reporter Clarence Hill.
Can they stop the run again? Can they get to the quarterback without Micah Parsons? Can they defend against Devontae Smith and, you know, A.J. Brown on the outside? Those are the questions, but if they're going to win this game, they're going to somehow find a way to stop the run, make certainly Jalen Hurts throw the ball and try to beat him via pass and certainly put up points on offense.
Clarence Hill on Clinton and Friends. Micah Parsons has not experienced any setbacks with his back injury after 3 practices, but the edge rusher told reporters today it's on the team to determine if he plays Sunday versus Detroit. Receiver Amari Cooper has informed the Raiders he intends to retire just days before the team opens the season against the Patriots. North Carolina and first-year coach Bill Belichick have banned the New England Patriots staff from accessing the Tar Heels program. Baseball, NL East leading Philly shut out the Major League leading Brewers 2-0. Dodgers and Pirates are scoreless after 1. LA's NL West lead is 3 on the idle Padres. For the 3rd time this month, the Mets calling up a top pitching prospect. Righty Brandon Sproat will start Sunday against the Reds. Previously, Nolan McLean and Jonah Tong were called up by New York. The Mets currently holding on to the final NL wild card spot.
Hey, it's Michelle Smallman, and coming up Friday, yes, I'm excited about my Packers taking on the Lions, but I'll tell you which other games I'm all in on week 1. It's on Sportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Texas.
I'm ready for it.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! To you. This is Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80.
Well, we've been waiting through free agency, the draft, a long summer, preseason games aplenty. Tonight, we have real, live, actual NFL football. What a night to be in America. Listening to Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Maybe I got a little carried away with Ian.
No, hell no, you didn't.